Philemon, chapter 1. Paul, a prisoner of Christ Jesus, and Timothy our brother, to Philemon our beloved and co-worker, and to Apphia our sister, and to Archippus our fellow soldier, and to the church in your house. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God always, making mention of you in my prayers, hearing of your love, and of the faith which you have toward the Lord Jesus, and toward all the saints, that the fellowship of your faith may become effectual, in the knowledge of every good thing which is in us, to Christ. For I had much joy and comfort in your love, because the hearts of the saints have been refreshed through you, brother. Therefore, though I have all boldness in Christ to enjoin you to do that which is befitting, yet for love's sake I rather urge, being such a one as Paul the aged, and now a prisoner also of Christ Jesus, I urge you for my child, whom I have begotten in my bonds, Onesimus, who once was unprofitable to you, but now is profitable both to you and to me, whom I have sent back to you in his own person, that is, my very heart, whom I was hoping to keep with me, that in your behalf he might serve me in the bonds of the good news. But without your mind I would do nothing, that your goodness should not be as of necessity, but of free will. For perhaps he was therefore parted from you for a season, that you should have him forever, no longer as a slave, but more than a slave, a brother beloved, especially to me, but how much rather to you, both in the flesh and in the Lord. If then you count me a partner, receive him as you would me. But if he has wronged you at all, or owes you anything, put that to my account. I Paul write it with my own hand, I will repay it, that I should not have to say to you that you owe to me even your own self besides. Yes, brother, let me have joy of you in the Lord, refresh my heart in Christ, having confidence in your obedience I write to you, knowing that you will do even beyond what I say. But as well, also prepare a lodging for me, for I hope that through your prayers I will be granted to you. Epaphras, my fellow prisoner in Christ Jesus, greets you. And so do Mark, Aristarchus, Demas, Luke, my co-workers. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit.